The Miller, His Son, and Their Donkey. John is an old miller. He lives in a cottage near the forest with his family. He has a son called Jack. In winter, it's very cold and snowy, and John can't work very long hours, so he doesn't earn much money and can't buy much food for his family. When spring comes, John and his family haven't got any food.
"What are we going to do now?" asks John's wife. "We are hungry, and there isn't anything to eat at home."
"I have got an idea," answers John. "We can sell our donkey at the market. Then we will have some money to buy some food."
"That would be nice," says his wife.
The next morning, John and his son, Jack, get up early and start walking to the town with the donkey. They hope to sell it in the market.
"What a beautiful day," says John. "The sun is shining and the sky is blue. The weather is perfect to go for a walk."
As John and Jack walk along the road happily, they see three girls sitting by the road. The girls look at John and Jack. They laugh loudly at them and whisper to one another.
"Look at that old man and his son," says one of the girls.
"They are walking with a donkey."
"They are silly," says the other girl rudely.
They make fun of the old man and his son. John goes near the girls.
"What's the matter? Why are you laughing?" he asks.
"It's hot, and you are walking with your donkey. Why don't you ride it?" says one of the girls.
This seems to make sense, so the miller says,
"You're right. We have got a donkey, and we don't ride it. It's stupid. Thank you for your advice."
"Who is going to ride the donkey, Father?" Jack asks.
"You. I can walk," answers John.
Then he lifts Jack onto the donkey, and they continue along the road. John and Jack go for a while until they see three old men walking towards them.
"Why is that young and healthy boy riding the donkey while his poor father is walking?"
says one of them angrily.
"Young people have no respect for old people nowadays," says the second one.
"You're right. Today's young people are lazy and selfish," says the third one.
Then one of the old men looks at Jack and says,
"Shame on you! Your poor old father must be very tired. Get off that donkey. Let your father ride it."
John thinks for a while.
"They're right, Jack. I had better ride the donkey,"
he says to his son. Jack jumps off the donkey quickly and helps his father to get onto its back. Then they continue along the road. The old miller and his son go only a little further when they meet three women on the road. One of the women stands in the middle of the road and cries,
"You are a cruel old man!
You are sitting comfortably on the donkey, and that poor boy has to walk along the dusty road."
"Look at that young boy," says the second woman. "He looks exhausted. He can't walk as fast as the donkey."
The third woman looks at John and says,
"Shame on you. You are a strong man, but your little son is weak. You haven't got a heart. You should be ashamed of yourself."
John is very upset to hear all these words. He doesn't want people to think that he is selfish. So he says to his son,
"Jack, sit behind me. We will both ride the donkey."
Jack gets on the donkey too, and they ride along. After a short time, John and Jack see a shepherd with his sheep by the road.
"Is that your donkey?"
the shepherd asks.
"Yes, it is,"
answers John.
"Really? What a crime to load up a poor donkey like that. Look at his tired face," says the shepherd. "It's a very hot day, and you two are too heavy for the poor animal to carry."
When the old miller looks at his donkey's face, he sees that it really looks tired.
"Oh no! I can't sell the donkey if it doesn't look healthy," he thinks.
Then he turns to his son and says,
"Let's get off the donkey. We will carry it to the market."
John ties the donkey's legs together. Then he ties the donkey's legs to a pole. John and his son lift the pole onto their shoulders. They start to carry the donkey to the town. But it isn't an easy journey for them, because the donkey is very heavy. After each step, it gets more and more tiring for them to carry it. However, the donkey doesn't complain. It is pleased with the comfortable journey it is having. Finally, John and his son arrive in the town. They are hot and tired, but they don't stop for a rest. They want to go to the marketplace as quickly as possible. The streets are crowded. There are a lot of people everywhere.
"Look at those two fools!"
shouts one of them and points at John and Jack.
"They are carrying a donkey on their shoulders!"
The people around come to get a closer look at the strange sight. They laugh at the father and the son loudly and watch them curiously. John and Jack come to a bridge. They have to walk across the bridge to get to the marketplace. People follow as they walk. They clap their hands and shout,
"Be careful! Don't drop the donkey and harm it!"
The donkey gets terrified. It doesn't like the noise or the crowd of people. Just as they are crossing the bridge, it starts to kick. It kicks so hard that Jack drops the pole and loses his balance. Both Jack and John fall into the river. As the donkey's legs are free now, it runs away as fast as possible. The two wet men get out of the river slowly.
"We haven't got a donkey to sell now.
Let's go home,"
says John in a frustrated voice. He is very angry with himself.
"This event teaches us a lesson. If you try to please everyone, you don't please anyone at all."
"Yes, you're right, Dad. I feel very stupid," says Jack. "From now on, I will let people talk, but I won't do all the things they want me to do."